Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back to piss people off and tell them like it is, where no topics are off limits. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, for the most, the man that will one day will take over Donald Trump's seat in the White House. I guarantee it. I am the King of King himself, the Hot Rod. Now, on the phone line, I have my running mate, my crazy partner, the man that willing to work for nothing because I can't afford him anyway. He is the one.
The one and only Sean Black back in the building. Once again, to piss everybody off, as we usually do.
I don't know why.
But who else would be with us to try and piss people off?
Please, she fell asleep already. Come on, let's be real. It's just you and I, as always.
Oh, of course.
Either she fell asleep, or you know what she's doing, but... If I say something, I'd be wrong, right?
I don't know what she's doing, Hot Rod. Please inform me. What do you think she's doing right now?
Her legs are wide open. That's all I can say. Her legs are wide open. And the headboard of the bed is banging against the wall. That's all I'm saying, you know. But she's entitled to it, so, you know. It's not easy, the second job that she's doing right now, you know. But, ladies and gentlemen, full of thoughts, questions, or comments, or to be part of the show, please give us a call at 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. And I think I figured this out. We try to open up a chat room on Blog Talk Radio under the numbers B16B16. That is my chat room, B16B16. If there's any questions or statements or you just want to curse me out, the High Rod, feel free to go on your Blog Talk chat room and go to B16B16 and feel free to curse me out. So, Sean Black.
Yes?
Are you ready to piss some people off?
Of course.
Okay, hold on. I got a message probably from Anitra. Okay. Well, we are. She just texted me something. We are now. That's what I can't win with. I need a new co-host.
Are you going to do this like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
Hey, why not? Battle of the co-hosts.
We'll get 15 people to try to co-host, and then we'll give each one of them a piece of candy or something.
You know, I'm like, if Anitra B want to get her thing off and have her legs wide open, go right ahead. But just give me a heads up, you know? But that's your friend. I need better friends. But
I understand.
Okay.
You're a jackass.
Oh, good grief. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later.
Sean Black, are you going to take that from her? She just called you a jackass.
No, I didn't. He knows that was to you.
Wow, I am offended.
Well, now that the band is together, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am still alive. I can't complain.
Very nice.
Okay, on to pissing people off. Before we go to our regular topic, this is a question that someone asked me that told me I need to ask this question on the show. But I will throw it to Anitra B first because she has a little bit of a personal experience about this with a friend. But on the show all the times, we always talk about interracial couples, right? And also using the N-word. So the question that was brought to me was, if you have a deep relationship, married or whatever, in an interracial couple, and in a heated argument between the two partners, the white person, let's just say the white man, called the girl the N-word, what do you think, what's your intake on that? Is that person a racist, or do you have questions about that person, if that person used the N-word on a black person? Anitra?
No, that person's just mad. You say stupid shit when you're mad. Doesn't mean you're racist. When you're angry with someone, you get into an argument, the objective is to get under their skin. correct?
Yeah,
that is correct.
Saying that word, but obviously there's someone scared.
Yeah, but okay.
When you're in an argument with a significant other, you're throwing jabs. This is what it is. Now the level of jabs, that's on you. But you're throwing jabs. That's what it is when you're arguing. You don't play nice. I don't know any couple that plays nice.
True. But if you and I were dating because you're white or somewhat, and I'm black, and you just call me the N-word. I'm like, apparently that was your agenda. I'm like, are you showing your true colors out there after all this time?
No, your person's just mad. No, you're just mad. You're throwing jabs. You're angry. People put their foot in their mouth when they're angry all the time. It doesn't mean that you're racist.
So I'm black?
People say shit that they don't mean to their significant others when they're angry all the time.
I have heard many, many people get into many arguments and say the most hurtful, spiteful stuff.
Exactly.
I have never heard an argument where somebody threw a racial epithet to just get under somebody's skin, and then they come back from it and say, I didn't really mean it. I was just saying it to get under your skin. That part I won't agree with. I understand where you're coming from the sense that when you get into a heated argument and you try, you say, well, that's why your mother does this and you do that and you smell like that. And people will say the most hurtful, sharp things that they could possibly do to zing somebody. But I don't know. It must be some kind of a special relationship where you can throw a racial epithet at someone and it not be taken for what it is, especially in the scenario you brought up, Hot Rod.
I honestly don't know. I've personally never done it, so I have no clue.
Okay. That
word
that's
is not typically a part of my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been, even when I'm angry. It's not. It's just not.
That's where that part of the argument is that, like you just stated, even when you're angry, you've never thought of the word because you don't have that kind of malice behind the meaning of the word to be able to say it comfortably in a situation and not think that all I'm doing is just zinging someone.
But I don't speak slang also, so it's like there are people who do use that word on a regular basis that don't mean anything behind it. We've all heard it a million times. So for someone to use it in a heated argument, we can't say because we're not there.
Yeah, and
that's
it's also
saying,
hard.
Like, that's a very weird, like...
Yeah. Like, if you're in an argument, you're going to say things that you're either used to saying or are comfortable saying, but can some... And if you're not comfortable saying a particular word in any part of the language, you're usually not going to use it, even if you're trying to get it under someone's skin. So that's understandable.
You guys
but
taking callers?
Yeah, go ahead, Amar.
Are you taking
Hello?
Callers?
Yeah, I just took a call. No, hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hello.
It's been about six or seven months since I've been here, but I thought I'd come back.
I'm sorry, who's this again?
My name is Joe.
Joe from Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey. So, you're talking about in the heat of the moment when somebody's throwing racial epithets at a significant other, or are you going to be on other topics?
The scenario being you being in an argument, if it's an interracial relationship, somebody throws a racial epithet just to get under someone's skin, quote-unquote not meaning it in that way, but just to use it as a dagger to hurt somebody.
Yeah, that's possible. It's also possible that the person in an interracial relationship at that particular moment may summon up long-dormant racial prejudices and directed against somebody that he or she now may hate. But it could be either situation. It depends upon the intent of the particular person.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I'm going to bring that up because, once again, as we discussed a few shows back, Bill Maher used the N-word. He apologized. But he was known to dated black females. He loved black females. So who knows? In the, conversations, he used the N-word, either joking around or heated arguments, maybe he got comfortable using the N-word around people. So someone brought this question up to me, and, you know, like, if Venetia B and I are arguing, I call her a bitch. It's like
right.
a comment.
Yeah.
But if we use the N-word, like Sean Black said earlier, it's like the ultimate screw you. But it's like, get underneath your skin. So, like, okay, after all this time, this is how you really felt about that person? Or you
well, yeah,
adjustment?
That's true. I mean, the person receiving the insult is going to wonder. But the person who's zinging, that's up to that person. That's the intent. Now, the other person doesn't know it for sure, unless, you know, they've been together for years. And then they may know what the intent is. But you can't say, as far as I'm concerned, you can't say point blank that when a person uses a racial epithet, that person has to use it as an insult. In an interracial relationship.
Mm-hmm. So, Anisha B, can you tell briefly about the story that you told Sean and I about your friend on what he said a few months ago that caught you off guard?
Oh, yeah. We were all having a conversation, and he used that word. But he meant it to where, apparently he meant it... I asked about a certain venue, and he used that word, meaning that the place is ghetto.
Mm. Yeah, but like the people are ghetto.
Yeah, the environment, yeah.
True, but when you told Sean and I that the story, we weren't surprised. Like, we kind of understood what he said, what he meant by that. But if you have told three strangers, they probably will tell you that, oh, he's a racist, or why he's an N-word for, why he's calling all the people the N-word, knowing that we have a big problem with the N-word in the beginning. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, he told me he would never use that in mixed company, like out in public. He would just wouldn't do it. Think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, but he felt comfortable with you.
Well, yeah, I'm not mixed company. Like, he would never say that in front of you.
Of course not, but why you, okay, I think what I'm trying to say, he's so comfortable saying it to another white person, but if you say it to black people, like Sean Black and I,
no, he would never.
So because we might take it the wrong way.
Exactly.
Well, but let's say you two guys were in the service, and you had your life saved by some white guy, and now you're out of the service, and he's a pretty cool guy, and he hangs out with you and your boys. And he uses the N-word every once in a while. Are you going to say, nah, we're not going to hang out with you anymore because you're using the N-word? Or do you think that it's possible that because black people make use of the word so often that other people say, you know what, I shouldn't use it gratuitously, but within mixed company, I think it's okay?
Some people do feel that way. That's the confusion of it, unfortunately.
I can give you two examples. You remember about 3 or 4 years ago, Dr. Laura Schlesinger was on the air, and how she got kicked off the air for using that word?
I think I remember that one, yes.
I remember that.
I think I was actually listening to the show at the time. And what happened was a woman called in talking about a black woman, and then Schlesinger used the N-word. And the woman says, I feel uncomfortable having you say that word. And Schlesinger says, well, it's just the N-word. It's just a word. And then she went on my nan and nan and nan, you know, about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times. That's a gratuitous way of using a very incendiary insult. That should not have been used like that. Now, I also saw a TV show where it was a black TV show. And the girl was hanging out with her with the girls. She's a white girl with black chicks. And a rap song comes on, and they're singing along to the song. And now the N-word, as part of the song, is now being said by the white girl, who they've known for years. And they started getting on her for using that word. And I'm thinking to myself, this girl is your friend. It's part of the song. Shut up.
Well, as Ice Cube said it back a few weeks ago, that's our word. We own that word, whereas I disagree. so we could use it and not the white person. So Anitra B can't sing the song if the word is in it, but Sean Black and I can. Do I think it's fair? No, because like you said, it's part of the song. You know, you're not calling anyone the N-word.
Right.
But the society today, because most of us are brainwashed, they don't see it like that. And I think that's the problem.
Well, yeah. I think the brainwashing in that particular instance is the problem, because the girl in the show, it's a TV show, and then obviously it was about whether or not, should you use it or not. The girl isn't trying to make points. She's just singing along with the song like everybody else. They all said, and whatever the lyric was, and she goes along and says it too, and now they're going to get on her about that?
Yeah,
there's no
I think that's what brings the consternation from a lot of white people in America to how to approach the word being said. If you're just uttering the word or repeating it from a song or from something you see on TV or a quote, that doesn't make you racist, but then it's the automatic ringing of the bell if it's heard from the ears of an African-American from a Caucasian person, irregardless of context. And that's part of the problem of why we have so many of these arguments in race. When if it's somebody listening to an Eminem song or listening to like any rap song, and you're hearing N-word this, N-word that, and you've known this white person long and you've known them for your whole life, they don't have a racist bone in their body, but they listen to hip hop, they listen to rap or whatever, and they're just repeating what they said or what they heard. Does that make that person racist? No. But the premise is to the African American that the white person is supposed to be sensitive to that word and not utter it around other African Americans based on what that is. Now, I've said on this show before many times, it's either the society where everybody can say the word or no one can say the word. And there is no in between. I've been of the ilk that if no one is able to use it, I don't think anybody should be using the word. I stopped using the word a long time ago for that exact reason, to get rid of that confusion and, well, what's right, what's wrong. At the same time, as Hot Rod stated before, it's not a word that anyone really should be using because of the what's gone on in the meaning of the word and the history of the word.
Okay, well, thank you for that. We have to go to our first main topic. It's kind of like a little bit related to racism. But last week, we talked about Philando Castile, Sean?
Castile,
yes. And about the aftermath, the verdict, and everything. And looking at say that was part of racism, or the cop was racist, I don't believe that. But I just want to talk about a dash cam video, because as Sean Black and I discussed a couple of days ago, there was two cameras, the Facebook Live and the dash cam video of what happened. And it's funny how two cameras about the same incident that could tell you two different sides of the story at the same time, which I found that amazing. And of course, CNN broadcast the video of Philando dying, which I was upset about that. Like, why are you showing the full video of a black man getting shot on the air so children could watch? But hey, to each his own. My thing is, Sean, what was your intake from the dash cam video? Did it change your mind about what happened?
No, it didn't change my mind about what happened. And as a matter of fact, it actually made me even more upset due to the fact that the police officer was engaging and talking to Castile while he was in the car. Castile actually told the cop, "I have a handgun." From the eyes of the cop, apparently from where he's coming from, he says, for the most part, you know, put your head, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. Now, the way they edited both films to show how everything was happening at the same time, it didn't appear he was going for his gun. He informed the cop that he had the gun. And then on top of that, if you listen to the testimony that the police officer stated, he basically said, "I thought if he had the guts and the audacity to smoke marijuana," because he said he smelled marijuana coming from the car, "in front of the 5-year-old girl," which was the woman's daughter, was sitting in the back seat of the car, risk her lungs and risk her life by giving her secondhand smoke in the front seat passenger doing the same thing, then what care does he give about me? I had no other option except to shoot. That's the mentality going in.
Okay,
did anybody ever ask the question, where was the gun? Because I still haven't found if the gun was by his side, where was the gun? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm not quite those motives, and I believe the cop should be, you know, found guilty and everything. There's two things I think, see, what happened, that I'll give it to you guys. Of course, it was probably misunderstood. We always say in the past on the show, the cops need more training. When you look at the video, it gets the guy has a the cop has his hand on a gun, and what did Philando say to the cop?
Sir, he told him he had a firearm, yeah.
I have a firearm. Mm-hmm. And the cop said, don't reach for it, because, of course, the guy, Philando, was going for his wallet. But at the same time, how many times we tell ourselves, we tell the people, don't move, put your hands on the wheel. Don't make any sudden move, because cops are on that reckon, they're ready to shoot. And within for no reason, especially a black person. Because in the mainstream media, people are brainwashed to shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I asked other cops, and I saw them on the video, they're not condoning or praising what happened, but to a certain degree, they could see why it happened. But before you guys get into that, ask me this. Where is the NRA in all this matter? If this guy had a leaguer,
the NRA condemned it.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't hear that much noise about it.
Well, if you look it up on Google, you'll probably find it.
Well,
they made a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made the statement days and days after the footage came out. They didn't say anything during the trial. They didn't say anything when the initial Facebook Live footage came out. And they didn't say anything until after this dash cam footage was brought up.
And then they were kind of
silent until they came up with the statement. The issue is the NRA was supposed to actually be protecting people like Philando Castile, who is a gun-carrying, lawfully, legally gun-carrying his gun. And it's supposed to protect him from things like this. And the NRA was very hands-off and quiet for a long time. Remember, this happened almost a year ago. We're like about a week away from it being a one-year anniversary of him being murdered in front of this child and his girlfriend. And the NRA was so hands-off about this. That's part of the troubling thing.
Why didn't I say anything in the beginning a year ago? Why
exactly.
Now?
Well, because probably the trial was ongoing and they didn't know what the verdict was going to be.
But regardless, if you know the person had a gun legally, you should be saying something. We guarantee you it was a white person, or it should be, they'll be protesting Guns Lives Matter, you know, for something like that.
Well, there's also the fact that he was hot.
Yeah, he had a warrant. The thing is, too, to jump off of what you were saying, look, the guy died partially because of racism and partially because of stupidity. Okay, now that may sound harsh, but as you yourself said, if a certain group of people are being trained that the cops are your enemies, do not provoke them. And as I've said, don't poke the bear. Put your hands on the wheel and let things go from there. Now the guy, he was smoking, and he was probably reaching for his wallet to take out the ID. But as a black person, aren't you guys taught by your mothers and your fathers, don't make any sudden moves?
Yeah, man, it is amazing to see how far you got to go to try to figure out wiggle room when there is none. This was an execution based on somebody who wasn't equipped to be a police officer. That's the reality. It wasn't that he needed more training. It's he never should have put on a uniform and a badge because he doesn't have the makeup to be a cop. If you're that shook, you don't need to be a cop.
Well, yeah,
he gave conflicting commands. He told the man to get his ID or his driver's license, and then he told him, don't reach for it, talking about the gun. But the problem is when somebody tells you they're a gun owner and they have a license for their firearm, that's not only supposed to calm the situation, that's supposed to let you know you're dealing with a responsible person who is making you aware of the situation up front. That's actually supposed to de-escalate the situation. Now, as far as the NRA, they're not being real visible about this, and I'll tell you the big reason why. The white group that they really represent in this country, who they sell on fear, who they constantly sell guns to, if that group is not getting behind this, then they're not going to get behind it because they're not going to go against their interests. So the fact that the MAGA group didn't get behind Philando Castile's, that's why they didn't support this in a way that they would if this was a white dude who that group did support and say, look at this case. So it's political all day. The NRA always is thinking politically and economically. They don't give a damn about you know, all the so-called right to bear arms and all that in truthful terms. They got to do what they got to do.
Your name is Nas, right, Nas?
Yeah, that's it.
Nas, it's been a while.
So, Joe, what's your response to that?
Well, I disagree with him on the intent of the NRA. The NRA, I believe, the major motivation is the First Amendment. And they did come out just recently against the shooting. People are condemning them for not having said anything while the trial was going on. But if they did, then the same people who are condemning them now would condemn them then for saying something which they didn't like. Okay?
No, I think you're missing the point here. If you're an advocacy group and you get a prime case that sets not only your agenda but gives the perfect example of what you're supposed to protect, then you really uphold that. You push that. You make Philando Castile the major case in the nation. You let everybody know his name. You let everybody know about this case. Look, you're a gun right owner. You better be concerned with this. This is very important. You make that your whole damn program, basically, if you get a case gift wrapped to you like this. But they didn't because of the reasons I just told you, man. You know how many times the NRA has moved on gun issues in the opposite direction when it became a black people issue? Like, that's not their major constituency, and they're not going to go against that because economically, hell, that'll get the CEO removed. I mean, let's be honest about this, man.
Maybe you're right, Naj. Maybe because most of the donations are coming from skinheads and white nationalists. I don't know. But the thing is,
everyday white folks. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Just the majority of white people. The white people, you know, I think the assumption that people would get from what you're saying is that, well, you know what? People want guns in order to protect themselves from black people. And I don't think white people are getting guns to protect themselves from black people.
It will never be said that openly, but... explicitly, that's been an American policy for a long time. Matter of fact, Barack Obama is the greatest gun salesman of all time because they can always play upon the fear of Obama's going to take your guns. Man, they made record sales during
Obama
his administration.
Would take your guns, the government, not because the blood.
One part of it. Now, you go back to the Black Panther era, you see a surge in gun sales then because what they say, the crazy blacks are coming to get you.
White fear is
very valuable in this country. You could always sell to that.
Hold on, guys. I have to get the girl input on this also. Anisha B, do you agree? Do you agree with
anyone?
Or what you said? There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of opinions back and forth.
Listen, like I've said a million times, a cop is they're human, okay? It's a human being. They're going to shoot first before getting shot at. It's a fact of life. The dude should have put his hand on, put his hands up, reaching in your pocket.
That's not the command he was given.
I'm not done.
As
wrong as it was for what happened, I don't condone it at all. I don't agree with the verdict. I don't agree with what he did. I don't agree with it. But I get pulled over. I see a snooty cop that I know is going to fuck with me. You know what? I'm keeping my hands on the steering wheel. I've done it.
So you keep your hands on the steering wheel even if
he
commands otherwise? Now, if he commands otherwise, you're still doing that? You see, this argument won't work because that's not what happened on the tape.
I'm agreeing with Nodge, and I'm agreeing with her, and I'm agreeing with Hot Rod. I wanted to jump off of what Hot Rod was saying. He's saying he should not have been a cop. Most cops should not be cops. Their average IQ, and Nodge, I'm sure you've done the research, is about 108.
I'm not going to.
That's almost retard level. And that's the average cop.
Man, I'm not going to do that.
All right. And okay, what Mac was saying is correct. On the tape, he says, go get your ID. Don't pull it. And then I have, I want to let you know, sir, I have a firearm. Don't pull it out. So he made a statement to go do something, and about half a second later, he's telling him, don't pull it out. But in the meantime, he is reaching for the wallet. Like I'm asking now again, where was the gun?
He probably...
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, this is not a training issue. This is just an issue of he shouldn't have been a cop.
Exactly where it was. Yeah.
Hold on.
That's just what it is.
Hold on. I got K-Dog who wants to say something. K-Dog.
Oh, sorry,
K-Dog. 3 minutes because it's going to be fire tonight.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, listen, look. Well, I'm about to add more of that fire because you know what? Here's what I got to say about it because I was reading exactly something that came from a reliable media resource. And the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, listen closely, he told the Associated Press that the jury in this case told that African-Americans, told the African-Americans that the Second Amendment does not apply to them. And even more, there was no response from the NRA when he wrote about the officer's acquittal. Now, this is the case. Now, this is what I got to say about it. Now, if Philando Castile had been a white man instead of a black man, the NRA would have been rallying behind him, his family, and, you know, even after the shooting, they would have been raising funds for his funeral. That didn't happen. And again, time and time again, this happened. And you know what? When it comes to the police and blacks, this case, the story never changes. And what made this story bad is that this man was reaching for his ID. He told the police officer he had a gun, but he was reaching for his ID. Okay? This cop, trigger happy as he was, all he saw was a black man and being a threat, and he opened fire. Now, what if the bullets would have hit his 4-year-old daughter in the back or his girlfriend? Think about it.
And that's the
think
other thing
it.
That a lot of people don't think about, the fact that there was a child in the back seat. You don't know
nobody.
Who else is there, and at the same time, how on earth can you just, in 30 seconds time, to empty seven
fire.
Shots into somebody? In 30
Thank
seconds?
It wasn't even a single shot. It wasn't even a single shot that he shot. It was
seven
not
shot.
One single shot.
But before, let me intervene for 1 second, and I'll give it back to you guys. Do you find it sad? In the third video of the dash cam, when you see the daughter try to calm down the mother,
yeah.
6-7-year-old mm-hmm. girl trying to tell her mother to calm down before the cops shoot you. You talk about a young child who might be who is traumatized for life.
Exactly.
But she saw a man shot in a car and a mother arrested at the same time. If
and
you
even
don't
worse.
For that child, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, even worse. The gun was still there after he was shot.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The camera, the phone for the Facebook Live footage that was there, the mother actually had the camera so that you can see not only the fact that he's bleeding out in the driver's side of the car, but the gun is still in the window. And it was,
yeah,
you don't want to get
too
pointed. You want it, and the
was
child is watching this.
I couldn't see it.
Yeah, but,
oh,
but like
yes,
Joe,
he did,
like Joe, hold on. But like Joe and I said, the cop was not properly trained. He was nervous. Once he heard the guy had a gun, he blew his. He lost his mind. He got the emotions.
Man, you
could
train that dude all you want to do. He shouldn't wear a uniform. That's the reality.
Well,
it ain't a training
about,
issue. It's a he shouldn't
this
be a cop issue.
Well, this is what I gotta say.
Well, yes.
That police officer should have been held accountable for his actions because his actions. Not only did it kill a man for no reason, but it could have killed anybody in that car. You fired 7 shots at a man? Come on, man. That wasn't even right. And
here's
the fact
also,
that he got off.
Here's to also go to show you how deep this was, because this is something that you don't really normally hear about. After the trial was over, the cop that did the shooting was fired. Usually you don't hear
oh, really?
About the police officer. Yeah, he was relieved of his job. His name is... Geronimo Yanez, I believe.
Oh, Yanez. Yeah, he's a
Yanez
guy. Yeah.
They relieved him the day the trial was over, or the day after the trial was over. They relieved him of his job.
And there's not a department in the country who would hire him now.
Exactly. And you usually do not hear about these kinds of things happening where the cop is actually has some sort of reprimand to him or some consequence to his job or whatever is the case. You usually hear a slap on the wrist, a suspension, or they're still on the job. They move out of the
state
area.
Pay. Yeah.
It's usually something along those lines.
Oh, well, the police.
Let me take this one deeper, though. Think about this. The subservience to the police and the state in this country is so deep that despite this being an open and shut case, like plain as day, like this is American terrorism outright, they had to go to a lesser charge of manslaughter and hope to get that because they knew anything higher, they knew they couldn't win. Even though the case is open and shut, they had to settle for that lesser charge and hope it sticks, but they still lost. A jury of his so-called peers still said the cop did not act in the wrong fashion. Every police department in this country would not hire him because that was a bad shoot. Overall, there's no way to justify this.
Let's go with the charge. My story never changes. Hold on.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. My contention is different than that of Nodge's because what you're saying, Nodge, is that they had to have a lower charge to try to convict him. Now, if they wanted him free, right, because it's a bad shoot, it's a white cop or a Spanish cop on a black guy, they would want him free, right? They would have a higher charge. That way the jury would have a rationalization for not convicting him. Because let's say they were going to give him a first-degree murder, right? A guy sees a black guy, has some sort of history with black guys. Now he shoots him as a result of some sort of flashback or because of some sort of preemptive motive based upon resentment towards black guys. If they gave him a higher charge, then the jury definitely would have said acquittal, not guilty. But since they gave him, what was it, a justifiable homicide, that was a lower charge, which gave the jury a reason to convict.
Yeah, but I would agree with you normally, but this is a purple state in Minnesota. If this was a red state, yeah, we've seen that play out in Florida.
Okay.
But in Minnesota, there were some politicians who was going to make hay if they got that guy convicted. So I think the DA's office really was trying to get him. But I just think you got to think about it, man. People go to their whatever formations they have in their mind about people. So if they have a certain feeling about cops, man, it's hard to get that jury to be steered to the direction of them going to jail. So it is what it is, man.
I have to give it to K-Dog right now. All right, K-Dog, make your case. We have to go to the next topic. We got 20 minutes
left. Well, the bottom line is this. Is that time and time again, there are black people being murdered by police officers, and the police officers always get away. They're always not guilty, or it ends in a mistrial, or, well, the police officer was scared. Wow, isn't that amazing?
But why do you think that's always the case then, for the most part?
Well, this is the way the American justice system is run. Treated unfairly.
No, let's just put it where it is. It's racism. I've always said white privilege and racism does exist in this country.
I get tired of saying this, but, dude, think about this. Whatever happens to the most vulnerable will eventually happen to the rest. So the white citizens who go to juries now and are, you know, letting these cops go, their children are going to start being killed more and more, and the cops are going to get away in those cases as well. Right now they're getting they're actually getting time when they kill a white kid. But, man, it's about to change because you're giving unlimited police power to people who have not earned it. So just think about that, man. Whatever happens to the most vulnerable will eventually happen to you if you allow it. You have to have the law equilateral. It can't just be, you know, hit and miss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. On to the next one about Bill Cosby and his special pudding.
Oh, man.
Special pudding.
Of course, his case went to a mistrial, but now he's going to do a rape prevention or sexual assault tour around the country. Starting from Joe, do you think
who's
Bill
advising
Cosby,
that motherfucker? Oh, sorry.
Nah.
I give you a revival to the story from the sense that this happened, like, I think it was 3 days ago, that his His people, his handlers, were going to say that Bill Cosby was going to go on this tour and go to different places and kind of, like, inform the youth how to stay away from being accused of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and do those kinds of things. Well, he was on CNN. Well, not him per se, but I believe his handlers were actually on CNN, and they were talking about it. And then we say, well, we're going to do, like, town hall meetings, et cetera, have people come out and we express to them. But that's not the case. That's not going to happen. So they basically are in spin mode, saying that wasn't the intention. Bill Cosby wouldn't do something like that. What he wants to do is go on tour and actually try to resurrect his career and actually go out there. This is his problem.
That's what you've already stated the thing. If he wants to continue in show business
exactly.
and resurrect his career, then this
yeah.
will be his Olivia Pope moment to do it.
Exactly. But see,
yeah.
here's the problem. The problem is he,
oh brother, here we go.
With all of this stuff that's going on, this can be retried. Mistrial doesn't mean he's free and clear.
Right. They said
all of the other athletes
right.
and things that we've seen and talked about over the years that have gone through things, usually they go ahead, like with Michael Vick and the dog incident. He was spent in jail. He spent for 3 years in jail. He got out, and then he went on tour to talk about how wrong it is with the dog fighting, et cetera, et cetera. Ray Rice, after he knocked out on film his then-fiance, lost his job, lost endorsements, went out and talked about physical abuse against women is wrong. Those kinds of things happen. But they were in the free and clear legally to be able to do that. Bill Cosby, if he was going to do this, he has a chance that this is going to probably go to a second trial. And there is no guarantee that he's going to be a free man afterwards. So that's the problem with this whole idea. And what he needed to do was just go away, keep quiet, stay out of the public eye, and let things die down.
Okay, well, before I go to the guys, I have to get the lady opinion first. Ms. Anisha B., do you think a man should be out there talking about sexual prevention and rape cases and stuff like that overall if he had been tried for something like that?
No, of course not. It's completely inappropriate. The guy needs to go away. This is ridiculous.
Do you think it's like a good education to, like, you know what, guys?
He lost his credibility.
Oh, we all know that. His legacy is over now. You know, there's nothing he could do. This scandal is over the top of what happened.
That's ridiculous. He's
going to be 80 years old next month.
Yeah,
You stay out of the limelight. You try to stay out of jail. Like, this is the dumbest idea I ever heard of. Or you would prop that dude up and have him speaking to people about rape. And then he doesn't understand the trolling society of now. Like, you ever seen a celebrity do an Ask Me on Twitter or social media and people just start clowning? Like, if this dude set up town halls, do you know what women would be in there saying to that dude?
Man,
like, this is the dumbest.
I'll take a bunch of pictures and make funny memes with my picture. And within 5 hours, people were talking about rape this and rape and rape and rape.
Kato, before you go, I think we're all looking at it the wrong way to a certain degree. What about the men or the females that come to these things? Should you be questioning about their methods? Like, I'll go have a room with wannabe rapists? They're curious, right?
They want to know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Well, here's
like,
what I got to say.
What could he possibly have to say?
So, in other words, they're there to watch the train wreck.
Exactly.
Exactly. 150%. Watch the show. They want to see what this dirty old man has to say.
Okay, so, Kato, if he's selling tickets and people are paying for it, can you blame him for making money from this crap?
Listen, he's out to make money, but at the same time, with this case, Bill Cosby, you just need to go somewhere. Listen here. Now, I'm going to sound bold, but listen here, old man. Go somewhere and chill out and just keep a low profile. Don't go out in public and try to speak about the things that you were that the charges were brought up against you, and you're going to go out there and start speaking. Because you know what? At the same time, I will say this boldly, that Bill Cosby, he's an old man, he's not in the best of health, and as for a comeback, there is no comeback because your time is over. Well, Bill Cosby,
yep,
just go somewhere, lay low, don't make any public appearances, please.
And
ever.
So my producer just said, I was so disinterested, my producer just asked, so Bill Cosby could speak at a rape prevention seminar. Can Charlie Sheen talk at HIV prevention seminar as
oh
well?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, first of all, who signs up to hear non-experts or do panels
exactly
with non-experts? Like, if I want to hear something from somebody or exchange ideas, I want to hear from people who actually know the material, not people who are just, you know, somehow involved because they got some, you know, raggedy
exactly
morals going on. And look, I'm biased on this because I don't like Bill Cosby. I remember the pound cake speech. I remember the things he said about black people over the years and his non-appearance during the civil rights movement. So I know who Bill Cosby is. He just need to keep writing those checks to women's groups and colleges and die peacefully. Get out the game. It's over for you. Your reputation is ruined. But I will say this.
Yeah.
If we're going to go to 50s, 60s Hollywood and that casting couch where they were handing out drugs wholesale, you telling me Bill the only one who was raping women out there? That's
there
kinda,
are plenty of them.
Okay. All right,
that's
kind of
interesting.
Joe?
Yeah?
What do you have to say about your boy, Bill Cosby?
Well, I never thought he was that funny, but in terms of the law,
you never thought Bill Cosby
I never thought
was
Bill
funny.
Cosby was that funny. I never,
wow.
I didn't even understand why when he had the Cosby Show, why it was popular. I couldn't understand it.
Really?
I never thought he was, yeah, I never found him funny.
I'm sorry, I disagree. I found Bill Cosby.
Well, a lot of people did.
Hilarious.
Obviously, I mean, he made.
Well, the show was a very successful show. I will say that.
Well,
it
yeah
was a very successful
yeah, well,
show,
but
and
why
you know,
did
a lot of
funny
families watched it.
Yeah,
I know, but
why,
I never
why
understood.
Why did well, you did, like,
never understood
contact,
why.
Or? Okay, well, so.
But be that as it may, getting back
him
to the legal issue, I'm going to presume
yeah
that he's innocent until proven guilty. And one of the reasons why is because in this particular case, I forget the woman's name, but.
Andrea Constant.
Okay, Andrea Constant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, she looked like a crackhead herself, but that's
yeah, but
that's a
she
matter,
after she accused him of rape, even back then, she then visited him at his house a number of times, gave him gifts. Now, the question that was brought up: if you were so traumatized by the rape, then why are you continuing to have relations with this guy, even if only platonic? And that's a damn good question.
And I believe
mm-hmm
it's probably something that's going to happen in during the mistrial, the second trial.
Yeah.
We're pretty much sure of that. But to think about this, Cosby was only two jurors away from going to jail. So it's not like that there was, you know, he wasn't proven not guilty and he certainly wasn't proven innocent. So there is, if this does get to us a second trial and we see what happens with that, just think about that. He was two jurors away from going to jail.
Yeah.
Out of a jury of 12, two could have sent two people, changed their minds. He could be sitting in jail right now. So there must have been enough proof to have 52 hours of deliberation
mm-hmm
that there was serious debate and serious conversation that he was going to serve some kind of jail time.
Okay. You know what? We got 10 minutes left. I want to give this to Joe
mm-hmm
and Nas, have them duke it out. Joe, do you still support Donald Trump after
yeah
being in office
absolutely
for 100? Okay, please explain to me why you still support and defend Donald Trump. I'm not here to attack you.
Okay,
I'd like
not
to
a problem.
From your point of view.
I
That's
didn't
all.
Vote for him because I thought his ego would be dangerous for putting his finger on the red button. However, now that he's in office, what he's done is maintain his campaign promises, which, in my opinion, were good campaign promises. He promised to bring back jobs. He's been doing that even before he got inaugurated. The slogan, to make America great again, seems to offend people, but America hasn't been great for 40, 50, 60 years, so it is about time to get America back to where it was in the 50s. Nobody has ever presented evidence about Trump that he is an overtly racial bastard. Now, they may point to the example where he said that a particular was a Mexican judge, Spanish judge, might have some biases towards him if his particular trial went in front of that judge. To me, that was a rational statement.
And the travel ban?
What about it? This travel ban is to prevent people from coming into the country, not from people going out of the country. There is no right for anybody around the world to enter any other country. They, immigrants, legal or illegal, do not have a right to come to any other country. So these particular seven countries that he's had a Muslim ban on, these are the major jihadists who are doing the terrorist bullshit around the world. When I say terrorist bullshit, you have more of a chance of being shot in the head by a midget than you do by being shot down by a terrorist. So to me, the terrorism is a big false flag anyway. However, with that being said, still, he's putting a ban on seven countries where the terrorists supposedly are coming from the most. He has the right, as the executive, to do that. Nobody has the right to enter our country.
So what do you think about the so-called fake news the media covers about him?
Absolutely fake news. If you've ever taken a look at the news and the slant of what they've said against him, they've never talked about what the good things that he's done even before becoming president and after becoming president. The negotiations with, I think it was Taiwan, a Taiwanese billionaire, to bring billions of dollars into the United States. He wants to bring back the trillions of dollars that are held off seas by corporations, which everybody seems to hate, sometimes with a good reason. But if he has a 10% one-time repatriation tax, that's incentive to get these trillions of dollars back into the United States and get the economy moving again.
Okay, Nas, what do you think?
It's sad to see people fall for slogans, man. First things first, the travel ban. If terrorists are coming into your country, they're not going to go through the vetting and screening process of coming over domestically in an organized fashion. Why? Because now you've documented them, fingerprinted them, and you can actually reach out to their network by relating everybody off of them. So kind of a data dump. So, no, terrorists are usually, not rebellion. You got a more chance of somebody being radicalized over the internet than
right.
you do somebody
yeah,
coming
right.
to your country being
exactly.
a terrorist. So the travel ban is nonsense. He backed out of the Paris Agreement, which means the U.S. won't be looking towards new future technology and also figuring out ways to solve pollution issues across the globe, meaning Germany, France, and some of these other nations are going to have the upper hand on those. That's going to be jobs for their countries, jobs that Americans are going to miss out on because he's talking about coal, because he has ties to groups who are invested in coal, which is an old tech, which is dying, and the jobs for that are actually not really anything to scream about. His claim about bringing jobs back, he has not brought any jobs back. Matter of fact, that carrier deal that he bragged about, they just moved to Mexico. So he told another lie upon a million other lies that he's told over the campaign season. Mm-hmm. And the fact that people still believe in this dude lets you know that the Democrat and Republican Party have basically fallen and are in shambles, and people were looking for anybody to say something that sounded good. And now, if you voted for Trump, it's kind of like any con. You have to keep rolling with the con because otherwise you have to admit that you got fooled.
Okay.
So you got to stay with the con. You got to justify whatever he says. So when he says fake news on anything that is against him, like, hell, that's a great position to be in. No matter what anybody says about me, that's false. If it's something negative, it's false. Well, look up Deutsche Bank. He owed Deutsche Bank over $300 million. Now his son has a deal with Deutsche Bank. So, you know, all of that is going on, the emoluments clause to where a president is not supposed to make money off of the office. He's violated that. No other president has done it. Jimmy Carter even had to sell his damn peanut farm to show that there was no conflict of interest.
So,
and he's also I'm almost done. I didn't interrupt you, Joe.
Go ahead, now. Preach on, brother.
And
he's also
put the man at the head of commerce who used to work for Goldman Sachs as their lawyer to teach them how to get away with taking money and getting around federal regulations.
Mm-hmm.
He put one of them at the head of the office, meaning what? Now he has access to all of the investigations, all of the things that are coming down the pipe, and he's going to take that back to private industry when he leaves office. So we're looking at a raiding of the Treasury. These are grifters, criminals, and silly people who aren't qualified to be politicians. Most of his scandals are from shooting himself in his own damn foot. There is no witch hunt out to get him. He's just not qualified. I don't think that dude expected to win, honestly. And they just tried to repeal Dodd-Frank, which means they could crash the economy again. So welcome to America. I guess this is making America great again. Much money for Wall Street, nothing for Main Street.
Okay.
That's your hustler.
Brother,
you voted for him. You got
I kind of didn't vote for him,
your
but
brother.
Getting
hold
back.
On. Listen.
Anybody else? Oh,
hold on.
Come. All
hold
right.
on. You're not. You're not. Brother, I got to applaud you, my brother. Well said. Well said. Because you know what?
Wow.
Let's just say this. We have a dictator in the. We have a dictator trying to run things in this country, and it's a damn shame. That's what I gotta say.
Well, look, man. If you're gonna have an authoritarian, let him be incompetent, so he can't at least get things done. So that's the best
exactly.
thing about Trump is he's not good at it. If he was good at it
yep.
and was getting bills passed and really putting in legislation, we'd be in trouble. But the fact that he's a bumbling idiot kind of saves us.
And as for the terrorists, you know what? We got homegrown terrorists living right in our country, and we don't even know it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, let me finish my yarn. Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
Yep. Fake news.
Wow.
I don't want to hear anything that's bad about my guy.
I
don't
want to hear the fake
worship
news.
Is dangerous.
Okay.
Y'all starting to sound like Obama supporters, who I used to criticize.
All right.
You know what? I actually like this, but no, to be honest, I'm being honest over here. I see both sides of you guys. And the reason why I ask is because people have criticized Obama and his 8 years. To a certain degree, I never
have.
See so much. Hey, you know what? That part is fine. I just never seen so much chaos and pandemonium and craziness within the first 6 months of any president right now. So because
he doesn't know what he's doing.
No, it's
exactly.
because the country is divided way before he got into there. And because
well, the country is now more divided.
And the country
that
was divided before that.
Well,
Obama
yeah,
helped
you,
do
let,
that.
Let me prove something. Let me
no,
prove
please. This country has been divided for 40 years.
I
why people keep trying to say that stuff.
Obama
listen.
Got in
okay.
Obama
is
not the greatest president around. Number one, Nod, when you're talking about the climate change, because I'm supposed to be butt Nod, unless somebody – you want to jump in?
No, I can't be too loud.
Oh, not you. I'm talking about the other guy.
Oh, Nod or Kato?
No, not Nod. I'm supposed to be butt Nod, but somebody else wants to jump in?
Oh, no, I got
okay.
kicked by out. The time is up now.
Oh, my time is up? Thanks, Nod.
Nod.
I got the last word, and now I feel like I cheated. Now I feel like I cheated, Joe. All
right, man.
Joe,
we have to do this
Nod.
Again. We need to
right,
control a longer.
You know what? Call back again next Monday night, guys, because, you know, next week is the 4th of July. I have a good question for next week, Monday night show. So please, guys, call in for that.
What's the
thank you so much. Should you be jailed burning the American flag in honor of 4th of July?
No. That's my answer. No.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that.
That's why
next
you're
week.
Supposed to reveal it as we're just before we get to the show.
You can't reveal it before the show, man.
Oh,
what's
it's
doing,
a one-second
man?
Answer.
Hey, man, listen, you know what you're doing, man. That's crazy, man.
No, he
can
say
I
yes
cheat.
Or no.
All right.
Joe, look into some information on your boy, man. Don't let that dude con you, man.
You were talking about
you're a smarter
change.
Man than that.
Thank you, Nod.
Yeah,
I know. But the thing you were talking about with we got 2 minutes. The thing you were talking about with climate change, number one, the Paris Agreement, means as a result of coming out of the Paris Agreement, we should because China and Russia were not part of the Paris Agreement. We were supposed to pay taxes on this pollution a la the intention of Gore, but the Chinese and the Russians didn't have to pay these carbon taxes.
And
so,
India, yeah.
Right. So why should we stay in when they were going to be exempt? So for him to
because
out,
we were
no going
to be the ones to get the jobs, dude. The jobs that clean
exactly.
up Beijing, China is covered in smog. Whoever finds the way
yeah,
to clean it,
right.
gets those jobs, that's the next
what's
workforce. And Germany is leading right now. So dropping out of that was a huge mistake, man.
And also, mm-hmm. gotta remember, the only other country that's out of that accord is Nicaragua. And
it
the
doesn't
why
matter
Nicaragua
about the other countries.
Because
first off,
they want
a non-binding agreement. So it was a non-binding agreement.
Yeah, it was an agreement.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, guys. At the end of the show, thank you so much for calling.
All right, Joe, we'll get at it.
Yo, don't worry, Nash.
All right, people, I'm out.
All right, peace out.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
All right. Well, on that note, I think I hung up on somebody. I don't know who.
Oh, I don't know.
Anitra? Oh, I hung up on someone. Well, Anitra B, thank you so much. Sean Black, sorry I hung up on you. This is Episode 2 Show with the High Rod Anitra B. Have a good night and tune in
good
next
night.
Week. The pleasure was all
ooh,
yours.
Ooh, you going to get cursed at? Ooh.
I know. I think I woke up my daughter. Oh, well. Oh, by the
you
way.
You going to get it?
Do you do the show with or without clothes on now?
You're an ass. Good night.
Good night.